Chaz and AJ News.
Hey, AJ.
Hey, how you doing?
All right. A couple of races to watch in Connecticut today as no one cares about Election Day.
Right.
Well, let's go with Stanford. And you have State Rep Caroline Simmons going against former Mets manager Bobby Valentine. Does it say anything that he didn't have any Mets players coming through campaigning for him?
I think so.
It means he was a good leader if they hate him.
That's true.
Yeah, right.
Certainly not going to have any Red Sox players advocating for him.
Nope.
West Haven Mayor Rossi and Barry Lee Cohen. And New Britain East, let's see, we got Mayor Aaron Stewart trying to make history, being the first Republican mayor to serve five terms. Against Bobby Sanchez.
But she's really good, though. People like her.
Yeah, we'll see. You never know.
Yeah,
No one cares, though. We were talking to people who went to the polls.
Yeah.
Asking them, anyone there? No. No one's there.
No. Nope. Echo. Echo.
Yeah.
Echo.
Yeah. Our poor volunteers. They got up early, got their pens ready.
They were going to be up early anyway.
Got their little I vote stickers ready.
You know, the last time I voted, not to make this about me, but the last time I voted, I had to go get my own sticker.
It's all about AJ.
I heard it going. It was like slow motion.
That's why I'm running for office. I'm going to make everything about me. The entire friggin' state.
It's all about AJ.
The first thing I'm going to do is ban electronic equipment.
Okay. That sounds like a good platform.
There you go. You call it Make America Less Annoying.
Ask Siri what your campaign slogan should be.
Hmm. Okay. Hey, Siri. Mm-hmm. What should my campaign slogan be?
Why are you shouting?
Shut up.
Okay. I found this on the web for what should my campaign slogan be, Shark. Check it out.
It got it wrong because it made me say, shut up, you boob. Let me try this again.
Hold on. First of all, put the phone near the microphone so we can hear it.
Yes.
I love how Siri sounds like she has an attitude. Like you're bothering her. Like she was busy going through your records and personal information. Like what?
Yeah, what is your problem?
Yeah, Siri? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Like I'm going through your medical records.
Right.
Go ahead.
Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
What should my campaign slogan be?
Sharp.
Okay, I found this on the web for what should my campaign slogan be. Check it out.
All right, click on the first link, please.
Running for office, try his political campaign slogans, okay? Da-da-da-da-da. Onlinecandidate.com. Let's see, okay. Na-na-na-na-na. Let's see.
How about you just read one?
Yeah. Why? They want you to first start by answering a few questions. Why are you running for office? What's the core value issue you're trying to impress on voters? Yada, yada.
Oh, this is great. Okay.
Oh, free stickers for everyone.
All right. Why are you running for office?
Just to annoy folks. Because it's there.
Well, you don't need to run for office to do that.
No. I know that, but I want to broaden my things here.
What things?
I want to broaden my coverage.
I want to broaden my things here.
See, you know, my forehead.
I'm going to make the world a better place right now. Okay, that microphone's off. Let's see.
Hey!
What is the core value or issue you're trying to impress on voters?
Okay.
Let's see here. Core value or issue. I'm going to go with park better.
That's
better parking, yes.
Core value.
Yes, core value.
Park better.
It
sounds like you're going to make the parks better.
Yeah, no. Parking
park better.
Yeah. Your parking prowess. How's that? What is it that you want? Something wrong with your lips?
This is tremendous.
It's going to be in a second.
Everyone running for office right now is looking at the radio saying, why couldn't he have been my opponent?
And can you imagine if I won?
That would be.
So you might.
What is it that you want voters to know about you? I'm basically honest.
Basically.
There are a couple of things I'm shady about, but let's see here. What is important to your community?
Are you filling this out as we go along?
No, I'm just reading it.
Okay, well, you know, we're never going to get a slogan if you...
Well, no, there's no way to answer it. They're just saying these are the things they want to know, but there's no way to, like, you tap it, like, something comes up for you to type in.
Why is parking prowess so important to you?
Notice how the parking goes over here, how the spaces go, okay? But this clueless ass, she's sitting there eating her pizza. She's parked miles away from where she's supposed to be. Look at this ass.
I love that about me.
This is the shit I had to put up with in this town. Unreal.
Yes. I want voters to know I'm brutally honest.
Yep. That would actually be used against you.
Yeah.
In a campaign ad.
But I bet you it would work.
You'd
for
be
me.
All grainy.
Yep. This is what a person said about so-and-so.
Right.
Yes.
This should be your slogan right here.
This is the shit I had to put up with in this town.
I like
Unreal.
It. I like it.
Unreal.
You don't want to do it, so I'll do it. Into that. That's my slogan. You don't want to do it, so I'll do it.
All right. Very good. Election day today.
Yes.
Who's going out to vote?
I am.
We're
at the work.
I have no idea what's going on in Southington. I have no idea.
Oh, let's look it up.
Yeah.
Who's running in Southington?
We know it ain't Phil. He can't run.
Does anyone care about Southington?
Does it Southington?
Well, it sounds like a really nice place. It's far enough away from Waterbury to not be too much trouble, but then cars get stolen in driveways. So
actually, Southington's nice because that's where Marshall came from, my cat.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, not because I live there and Amanda.
Oh, you live there?
You came to my house.
You were there.
I don't know. I just asked Sarah where the hell you were and took me to the house.
I don't even know what town you were in.
That's why you were an hour late.
I don't know what town you were in.
Wow.
I think I'm really ticking them off today.
Okay, let's try to focus.
2021 municipal election in Southington. Several seats in local government are up for grabs. At the top of the ballot is a question with a yes or no vote regarding a $16 million funding for a new library in town.
Why do you do libraries? The same books. Not for nothing, really. It's stupid. You don't go there in the first place. Why you gotta get a new building to put the same books you don't look at in the first place? Everybody does everything online now. I just saved them $16 million.
Okay.
It's dumb. Thank you.
AJ is running for office.
Now these shoes.
Is this the man you want running your town?
What the hell's wrong with you people?
I had to put up with this town. Unreal.
Wow, I'm dueling me.
Is this a man you would want leading our town?
Clueless ass.
Actually, yes. I'll make things fun.
A man who doesn't even know what socks are.
Look at what I have to deal with in this town.
Governed by fear and hatred.
Look at this stupid over here, okay?
Man who can't even park his car at a pizza place without
she's
getting
sitting there eating her pizza.
And attack a mom at a pizza place for no
Look
reason.
At this ass. I swear to God.
Who almost had a fight with a World War II veteran at a gas station.
This is the shit I had to put up with in this town.
Is this who you want as your next mayor?
Unreal.
Vote no on AJ.
Parked miles away from where she's supposed to be.
That's pretty effective.
Paid for by everyone against AJ.
Okay, so the entire world?
Phil Antonelli, treasurer.
Is this the man who killed Phil Antonelli? Goddamn right I did.
That would be a great ad.
Goddamn right I did.
Threatening you.
Right.
If I have to recut this spot because of you, Phil, I'm going to knife you.
That was one of my greatest hits right there.
One of my favorite.
Yeah.
Do you have that angry montage? Let's just find that and play some political music underneath.
Oh, there you go. I know you're painting a really good picture of me right now.
All right, this is the 60-second version.
All right.
If I have to recut the spot because of you, Phil, I'm going to knife you. Okay, people? Get a friggin' life. Everybody's like, oh, I got nothing better to do with my life, so I'm just going to hassle the guy on the radio. Who gives a rat's ass? I don't care! You act like I'm not going to
smack you. Oh, sorry. This is Donkey Kong.
Look at what I have to deal with in this town. Look at this stupid over here, okay? This is the shit I have to put up with in this town. Unreal.
Every friggin' thing I do, it's annoying. Have a good rest of your show.
Oh, my God, you stupid This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen. This is even worse than all the god bullshit.
People suck. Everybody out there sucks. The world sucks. Wow. Okay? And I don't care who you vote for, they're going to suck too.
AJ for mayor.
He's got my vote.
Oh my God, I'm writing that tonight.
Nice.
A little late, but we'll start your campaign now for next year.
Cool. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I think you did a pretty good job.
Mm.
Well done.
Like my steak.
Ew.
Shit.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.